In verse 35 tonight, familiar story and something simple, but I sure pray the Holy Ghost moves in tonight. As I walked over from the prophet's chamber this afternoon, Brother Mike, it was sprinkling a little bit and the wind was blowing real hard. The only thing I could think in my mind, if I could get to that door, I'll be all right. So some of you probably laughed because you saw a fat boy running from the prophet's chamber to the church. But I got in and I didn't feel the wind blowing, and I started up the stairs, Brother Mike. And I thought, boy, I wish the wind were blowing here tonight. I'm sure glad the sweet Holy Ghost has chosen to come by our way. The Bible said in verse 35, it said, "In the same day when the evening was come, he saith unto them, let us pass over unto the other side." And we'll get to preaching here in a minute, but won't it be a wonderful day when God allows us, Brother Dennis, to pass over on the other side? I'm looking forward to that day when all the trials and troubles of this present life will soon be over. And but until then, we've got to keep on keeping on. The verse 36 said, "And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship." And can I tell you, if you're lost here tonight, God will take you as you are. You ain't got to clean up. You ain't got to get things in order. God will take you as you are, just as you are tonight. "And there were also with them other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace be still. And the wind ceased and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceeding and said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and sea obey him?" Brother Adam, will you pray for the preaching tonight? Yes. Well, I don't know if you get this way. You may be seated tonight. Thank you for honoring the Word of God. But as I begin to prepare this message, I was having one of them days, Brother Felton, where I wanted to call and invite everybody to my pity party. You ever got there before? Come on, let's be honest tonight. This preaching will go quick. You ever got there before? You want to call and invite everybody to your pity party? I ran uptown, a boy I graduated with, Brother Ken's living like hell in the world, and every time I see him, he's got something new. Got a new truck, got a new four-wheeler. I pull up to the gas station. He's got a new boat behind his new truck, and he's going to his new camp on the river, and here I am, poor old Josh, got just complaining and griping at myself, and said, "Lord, I done quit my job. God, I done sold out to you, Brother Dennis. I'm trying to do your will in my life, and here I am struggling to pay my bills, struggling to get through life. When my kids want something, I just can't go to Walmart and buy it, Brother Adam. And Lord, what are you doing to me?" I got to that point, and it just so happened that morning in my Bible reading, God sent me to this passage. And He brought some things back to my mind. Number one, I want to say tonight that we're the people of the storm. First of all, who was in the storm with God on the boat? It was His disciples. You know, when God sends storms and trials in our life, it ought to remind us that we're His children. And as I began to come through this storm, I was realizing God was saying, "Son, you better be glad I'm sending you something that's got your best interest in mind." See, most of the time when storm comes our way, we say, "Why, Lord, why?" We ought to be saying, "What is there for me to learn out of this storm, God?" See, God sends things for our good. You know, I never realized those things until really, honestly, in North Carolina, I was broke down, and a mechanic out of Dr. Craig Edwards' church, he preached at your camping this year, had not been coming to church for about 8 months, Brother Kent, and we went and dropped my vehicle. Make a long story short, Brother Dennis, he fixed my vehicle with no charge. He told me, God told him he had shut his business down, and boy, it was just God worked in a mighty way, but that whole week I had the mully grubs. Brother Craig Edwards called me about 2:30 one Sunday afternoon crying and said, "Brother Josh," said, "you'll never believe what happened this morning." I said, "What happened, Brother Craig?" He said, "Old Jerry, that mechanic worked on your vehicle." He said, "He come in 11 o'clock hour." He said, "We were starting to lead congregation songs." He said, "Old Jerry never missed a step, Brother Dennis." He said, "I was waiting for him to sit here." He said, "He walked on down," he said, "he hit that altar." And he said, "Brother Craig, can I say something?" He said he rededicated his life. And Brother Craig said, "Yeah, Brother Jerry, you can say something." He said, "The Lord broke down a missionary at the beginning of this week." He said, "And he sent him by my way just to be an encouragement to me." And I thought, "Lord, this whole time I've been mullygrubbing and griping. You had some old backyard mechanic that was needed. Somebody to come by and just tell him that Jesus loved him. Everything's still all right in God's house tonight." And boy, it really made me realize, Brother Daniel, that God's got our best interest in mind. See, he wanted to use me, and the whole time I was mullygrubbing. What I'm trying to say is tonight there's many people with burdened hearts and heavy hearts tonight. And can I tell you something? God just wants us to realize that we're the people of the storm. The Bible said, "Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble." It's not a question tonight, is trouble coming? It's just when. The old preacher said, "You're either going in trouble, you're in the middle of it, or coming out of it." Brother Ken, and I don't like it. You see, I'm here tonight because of two planned out things had fallen through. I don't like it when my plans change. We're supposed to be in Florida this week. Things fell out. We scheduled Brother Mark Cooper tonight. The weather's bad down there at their church. They canceled service. So all my plans and everything that I had in order has went to squat. You hear what I said? My plans. See, it wasn't what God wanted. I walked into the prayer room. Not you can believe this if you want to. I walked into the prayer room and the Lord said, "You're preaching tonight." My countenance changed. I don't know if any of you men noticed. I thought, "Oh, Lord." See, because I know your pastor and I know your church. I've sang here many times. This is my first time to fill the pulpit. And I thank God this is a heavy responsibility. If none of you ever sit here, you don't know what I'm talking about. But if you sit here, it's a responsibility because people took time out of their schedule to come to the house of God tonight to expect God to give them something. I know it's raining. Brother Dennis said, "Boy, Brother Josh," he said, "I feel worse than ever time before coming to church." See, the devil was trying to stop us off from getting here tonight. But what we've got to realize is that we're the people of the storm. Number two, the problem of the storm. Look in verse 40. He said unto them, "Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?" Brother Daniel, he didn't even give us little faith. He said, "No faith." And I said, "Lord, what are you talking about? I don't have no faith. Lord, I've given my tithe. I've given my missions. Lord, I've sold out to you. I quit my job. What are you telling me? I don't have no faith." He said, "That's exactly what the problem is here, son. You ain't got no faith. You see, on the mountaintops are great, Brother Adam. Boy, I love them. Boy, I love it when everything's paid. You got cushion to rest back on, Brother Felton, and everything's going all right, Brother Dennis. I love it. Don't you love it when you walk in and Brother Zach done told you 7 cars sold today? Huh? You know what I'm talking about. Just good days, boy, when you feel like you could charge hell with a squirt gun. And then all of a sudden, those days get swept out of Brother Dennis. 2 or 3 days go by, you're not selling a vehicle. Me and Brother Daniel, rain comes and you rain out on your job. Brother Felton, work gets a little slow and things aren't coming in like, and then you start thinking, where's my faith now? Before we left home, at the house, a water pipe busted, Brother Daniel. Had to place 3 bedroom floors and a bathroom floor. Boy, and all that cushion, Miss Macy, that I had saved up. Boy, I thought I was doing good, Brother Ken. I'd put some money back for our trip. You know, I'm telling myself, if our churches is going to sacrifice and give Amber, we got to sacrifice and put back money for our Philippine trip. Boy, and I just thought everything was going fine. Boy, my feet got knocked out from under me. We're supposed to leave Saturday morning to go. And I ain't telling you this. If you think I'm telling you this to get you to feel sorry for me, you got it wrong. I'm just telling you the way God transpires things. We get down to Florida and some things transpire, and we couldn't stay at the prophet's chamber. We're supposed to stay at all week this week. Boy, and I just told him, man, I'm about ready to go home. See, my boss called about 2 months ago and offered me my job back. Yeah, that you know that's the devil. Trying to get you to go back on what God told you to do. And the whole time I'm saying, God, what are you doing? He said, you ain't got no faith. I said, oh, Lord, look what I'm doing. Oh, he said, no, you ain't got no faith. And I asked you, now, where's your faith? Bible said, faith cometh by hearing, and the hearing by the Word of God. You say, but Josh, my faith's pretty weak. We'll get your face in that book. So, number one, we have the people of the storm. Number two, the problem of the storm. Number three, the presence of the storm. The Bible said, let us pass over. Brother Ken, let me know, Brother Dennis, that he got in the boat with him. Boy, on April 6, 1999, he got in my boat. Brother Mike, and now I know that I've got somebody in my boat with me. No matter what goes on, I've got the presence of the storm in the boat with me. Riding down the road a lot of times, Miss Amber will go to sleep, and Noah and Mallory will sleep, and it seems like the sweet Holy Ghost of God will come sit on that console with me sometimes. Boy, and you talk about, you know what I'm talking about. Boy, when you get alone, men, or you go to work, or you're taking that ride, or you're sitting in the deer stand, women, men can get spiritual things out of the deer stand tonight. When you're sitting there meditating, Brother Dennis, and God comes along, maybe on that ride to Florida, and He lets you know that He is with you in the storm. Boy, I thank God, I don't know how to make it sometimes. If I didn't know that He was with me in the storm. Boy, I think of Miss Renee tonight. I know her heart's heavy about her dad tonight, and some things just transpired, but you know what? Through this, I would never wish anything on anybody. And I would never wish your storm on you tonight, but can I tell you something? God's got our best interest in mind. I don't know what the end of this thing's going to come out on any of our storms tonight, but can I tell you, I promise you at the end of them, just like they'll be doing, we'll be praising God how our storm turned out. We have the presence of a storm, and thank God we have the promise of the storm. He said, let us pass over to the other side. And can I tell you something? I've read the end of this book tonight, and we are going to the other side. Boy, we might hit a few bumps, and the wind might blow from here till then, but we are going to the other side. Boy, I thank God tonight that I have that blessed assurance that Jesus is mine. Boy, the devil can take a lot away. He can take my finances away. He can take my job. He can take anything you want. Can I tell you something? You have the promise, if you're His child tonight, that you are going to the other side. And thank God tonight we have the promise of the storm. We have the power of the storm. Verse 37, the Bible said, and there arose a great storm of wind. And can I tell you something? I'm not belittling nobody's storm tonight. I know things can get difficult. I know things can get tough sometimes. Can I tell you something? The Bible said here, you know, I always put down on the disciples, Brother Felton, here. I thought, my goodness, you got Jesus on your boat, and you worried about it sinking. And the Lord said, hello. You got Him too, son. But listen to this verse. The Bible said, and I ain't never seen this. I know there's nothing new under the sun. But the Bible said, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. Brother Dennis, not only was the storm splashed on them a little bit. But Adam, you ever been in a storm where everywhere you turn, you couldn't get away from it? Boy, you get behind that vehicle, Brother Troy, to drive, and your mind gets an idle moment, it goes to your trouble. You get on the lawnmower, try to cut grass, and there it comes. Boy, you get up in the morning time, stretch, Brother Troy, you think it's going to be a good morning, and all of a sudden it hits you. Your trouble comes. The disciples, everywhere they turned, they were sloshing in water, Brother Adam. Brother Dennis, if they went forward, they was in the water. If they turned around, it was behind them, beside them, everywhere around them. The storm was in there, and the powerful storms. But here in a few verses, the Bible says, peace be still. And the Bible says, the wind ceased and obeyed the Lord. And I'm preaching in the white here. I don't know if what happened, but can I tell you something? The Bible never mentions the water again. Brother Mike, and the Holy Ghost of God said, son, I've calmed your storm. But now there's some things you're going to have to do. Get you a bucket and start dipping. See, our problem is we want God to fix everything right now like we want it. We just want Him to go ahead and take care of everything. Go ahead and calm the storm and go ahead and get the water out too, God, while you're at it. See, if you're having financial problems tonight and you ain't been given, I'm not your pastor. I'm just telling you, if you're having financial problems and you haven't been given, then hello. If you've been missing Wednesday night or Sunday night or you know what I'm talking about, and then you run into a trouble. But can I tell you something? God might have had just what you needed, that service that you laid out. God might have just had what you needed in your Bible study that morning. But guess what? We overslept. We hit that snooze button one too many times. Brother Daniel, we got to work and trouble started hitting us, and the Lord said, okay, I've calmed the storm, but go ahead. Work in the water if you want to. God said, son, I'll calm your storm. And I'll make sure it's smooth enough where you can dip water out. But you're going to have to do some things too. See, most of the time our problem is we want God to do everything. Well, when God gave me that, I tell you what, I about ran around the vehicle. Because He said, I'll keep up on my end of the deal. What you going to do? And I ask you tonight, you know, God might have calmed your storm. You say, Brother Josh, it's calmed down a little bit, but it's not as fixed like I want it. Well, He might be telling you need to do some things. You might need to grab a 5-gallon bucket and start dipping some water out your boat. You might need to lighten your own load. See, the problem is we got so much stuff hanging on us today. We're such a busy people. We got so much going on. I was in the fellowship hall this afternoon. I was trying to brush up, and I know I've sang every song I know to y'all about 12 times. So I was trying to go over some new songs that I've been going over, and I got to singing that song, In His Time He'll Answer. where it talks about Mary and Martha, said, God, you're 4 days late if you'd have come 4 days. And I got to crying in the fellowship hall. Well, Miss Amber ran, took a shower, and Noah and Mallory's running back and forth everywhere. And I heard Noah say, shh, Mallory, Daddy's crying. Brother Felton, I'm sitting over there crying. I'm steadily singing, watching them walk to me. And both of them got a real funny look on their face. And Noah said, Dad, what's wrong with you? I said, I'm just happy. He said, no, you're not. You sad. I said, no, I'm happy, buddy. He said, why are you happy? I said, because God's been good to us. He said, God's been good to us? I said, yes, sir. God's been mighty good to us. And God said, you need to go look at yourself in the mirror and tell yourself that I've been good to you. You think I'm crazy? I walked down here in the fellowship hall beside where that bathroom goes, and I looked in the mirror and said, God's been good to you. But felt if you'd have walked in there, you'd have thought I was nuts because I said it about 12 times. I slapped the counter and said, God's been good to you. And it might do you some good to look in the mirror tonight and look at yourself and say, God's been mighty good to you. No matter what's going on in your life tonight, it don't matter how powerful the storm gets, God's been good to you. If He cut off all the blessings tonight, and God forbid, Brother Dennis, but I hope I could stand tomorrow and say, God's been good. See, times get tough sometimes and difficulties, but the devil's trying to get us to throw in the towel. See, he ain't worried about us going down to the ballroom, Brother Dennis. He's worried about getting us discouraged and down and out, coming to church saying, Lord, bless me if you can. Come on, preacher, let me dig through my fingernails and flip through the songbook. See if you can bless me. That's what he's worried about, Brother Felton. He's not worried about us going down. He's worried about getting us discouraged. And once we get discouraged, our outlook on life change. Brother Ken called me about 2 months ago, boy, I was so discouraged again. I know it sounds crazy. He said, boy, why ain't you been calling me? I normally call him about 5 or 6 times a day. I drive him nuts. And I said, I don't know. I said, I've been discouraged. He said, well, that's, you ought to be calling me. I said, I just ain't felt like talking to nobody. You ever felt like you got in a well and you couldn't see the light at the top? See, most of our time, we're too good to admit to one another our faults. Too good to say that we've been discouraged, we've been down and out. But can I tell you something? This old boy's been fighting it. We're supposed to leave in September. And all my plans that I had counteracted just got knocked right upside down, Brother Troy. Here I was trying to book meetings from September to March. Here it is, the end of the year, holidays. I can't book a meeting to save my life. And this whole time, God has worked things out and put things in order and put us in places to be a blessing to people and people to be a blessing to us. And this whole time, I've mullygrubbed and griped. How sad. God's been too good to us. We have the power of a storm. Number 6 tonight, we have the pilot of a storm. Aren't you glad God knows which direction to send the storm? Aren't you glad that it's... You know, I wish sometimes that life was all mountaintops. Don't you? I mean, don't you wish it just was always good, Brother Dennis? Boy, you didn't have to worry about nothing, Brother Felton. You could do whatever you want. Just life was always good. But when I stay on the mountaintop very long, Brother Troy, my head gets to swelling. Boy, I get to thinking I'm somebody, Brother Dennis. And about that time, Lord throws a cliff and I run off down in the valley. But can I tell you something? I'm glad in the valley times that it's not always valleys. Because Lord knows we couldn't make it. But right about the time, Brother Mike, we get to give up, about to give up in the valley. We think God sent us a storm to totally wipe us out. He sent that thing just enough in the direction. By the time we're about to give in, we look around and we're halfway up the mountaintop. God will throw a mountain right in the time you're about to give in. I'm glad it's not all mountaintops, but I'm glad it's not all valleys tonight. The Bible said all things work together for the good. Boy, I love the mountaintops, and can I be honest with you, looking back, I've loved the valleys too, Brother Dennis. Boy, they meant so much to me. You see, Noah run across a while ago, he said, I want to go hug Papa Ken. And I said, well, go. We got about halfway and chicken out. I said, go. And he come back, you know, that's a valley in me and Miss Amber's life. When that little fellow was born, we thought he was going to die. But looking back, how God has worked in ways that only He could. We look back, and I know that you think your kids are too, but I think He's the sweetest thing ever walked the face of this earth. Boy, I look back here sometimes, and He'll just have a smile, and I promise you, it makes me want to get pulled over by a state trooper. I'll be running 120. I'll just shove my foot to the floor. Boy, I'll be so happy how God's blessed us. We have the pilot of a storm tonight. Just about the time we think we're going to give in the towel, we're going to throw it all in, God will say, okay, devil, he's had enough. He knows which way to send the storm. Then we have the peace of a storm. Verse 39 says, and he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace be still, and the wind ceased. And there was a great calm. have the peace of the storm tonight. Boy, I'm glad when God steps on the bow of our boat sometimes and says, peace be still. Boy, you might be in a storm tonight, boy, and you're praying, God, are you asleep? Master, carest thou not that I perish? Well, I'm sadly to tell you this, but I said that today. God, do you not care? Lord, this is the second time a meeting this week got canceled. Come on, Lord, do you not know that we need support? Now, come on, help me out. God, do you not know that I need this? And this whole time, God keeps saying, you're thinking about yourself, son. See, God's going to take care of us. It's His job to. You know, if I'd ever really get down, this He called me into His work. Brother Mike, this ain't my work. This is His work. So His work, He's going to have to sustain His work. See, I'm trying to labor in vain and build the house instead of letting Him do it. We had the peace of the storm. Then lastly tonight, we have the praising of the storm. The Bible said, and they feared exceedingly and said one to another, what manner of man is this that even the wind and sea obey Him? Can I tell you something that these disciples had seen God do many things in their life? I'm talking about they have seen Him do miracles firsthand. Can I tell you something? Me and you have too. Oh, we ain't seen Him walk in and break the fish and break the bread, Brother Dennis, but I've walked in and I've tried balancing my checkbook sometimes and wondering, how in the world did that happen? God, how did you do it this time? He said, that's my business. You just go ahead and do what you need to do. We had the praising of a storm. I believe they looked at one another, Brother Mike, and said, Peter, did you see Him walk out on that bow and say, did you see them winds just lay down? See, that's how it is. We think the valley that we've gone through is the biggest thing we've gone through so far. When we get to the end of it, we look back and say, wow, God, how'd you do it? God, I don't know how you did it, but thank you for doing it. See, they was praising, what manner of man is this? And can I tell you tonight, church, we ought to be saying, what manner of man is this? That even the wind and sea obey Him. See, I get under conviction there because we can't obey. The winds and seas came, but we can't. I don't know what you're going through tonight, and I don't know exactly what God has done tonight, but I know this. He's helped me through my own preaching tonight to remind me that, listen, we're the people of the storm, and the problem is we don't have no faith. But then He's reminded me that His presence is with me. Thank God for that. And then He's also reminded me that there's a promise of the storm, that we're going to the other side. There's a power of the storm. Hey, it gets difficult sometimes. Hell, we've got to lighten our own load sometimes. Thank God the Bible says sometimes we're to bear one another's burdens. It helps me up my heart so much to see somebody come down here and pray and people gather around them. Boy, it's good, but can I tell you something? It's good to know, Brother Dennis, sometimes when you're going through a storm and a difficult time when just you know about it and God answering it, you know what that does to me, Brother Mike? It lets Him know that He's answering my prayer. Not everybody that comes around me at church time and praying, Brother Troy, he lets me know that I'm the only one knew about that and I was the only one praying. So guess what? It's Renee, He answers my prayer. And sometimes you ought to try God and just see if your prayers is getting answered. We wonder sometimes, we think sometimes that our prayers getting answered because of everybody else was praying about it. But can I tell you something? You ought to pray sometimes and find out if yours is getting answered. I don't know what your heart is tonight. The name of this song is Lord, Keep Me in Your Will. Let's all stand tonight and with your heads bowed and eyes closed.